USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Biden administration is hoping to help administer more than 100 million coronavirus vaccinations within President Biden's first 100 days in office. Former CDC Director Dr. Tom Friedman tells Fox that while vaccinations may not drive down overall cases, it will save people's lives.
It may drive death rates down, especially if we can vaccinate more people in nursing homes and people over the age of 65. Those are the individuals who account for, in the case of nursing homes, about 40% of deaths, over 65, 80% of deaths.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is now reassuring people that the vaccine is safe.
I'm going to take the vaccine. There's no politics here. My mother and my daughters, I would not let take the vaccine unless I believed it was safe. It is safe.
This is USA Radio News.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield, Dick Morris, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, Sean Spicer, and a lot more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If you don't get Newsmax on cable, call your operator and tell them you want Newsmax. You can always switch to a new service that has Newsmax. Or watch Newsmax for free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, and smart TVs like Samsung and LG. Tune in today because Newsmax is real news for real people.
The Department of Justice has revealed that a Texas man who allegedly participated in the January 6th Capitol insurrection also posted online death threats against Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and a Capitol police officer. Garrett Miller of Richardson, Texas, faces 5 criminal charges stemming from the January 6th Capitol insurrection. He posted on social media pictures of himself at the insurrection. He also wrote that the officer who fatally shot a 35-year-old Trump supporter deserves to die and tweeted that someone should assassinate AOC. He was arrested Wednesday, and federal prosecutors are asking a judge to keep him in jail pending trial. A 4th man has pled guilty to a Minneapolis, Minnesota police precinct after George Floyd's death in May. Devon Turner was indicted for arson. Floyd died after a police officer knelt on his neck for over 8 minutes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Athletics are now on hold at the University of Michigan due to the coronavirus. With more, here's USA's Dan Naraki.
All athletic teams at the University of Michigan have had their activities put on a 14-day hold after a positive test for the coronavirus variant first identified in the UK. All athletes, coaches, and staffers are being ordered to quarantine, possibly for 2 weeks. The school has not said how its teams will be affected beyond that initial quarantine period. Both men's and women's basketball teams played on the road earlier this week and could have at least 4 games canceled or rescheduled. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The sheriff in Los Angeles County is now investigating a civil rights violation. USA's Jeremy Scott has more.
The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department is facing allegations of excessive force, retaliation, and misconduct. California Attorney General Xavier Becerra announced a civil rights investigation by the State Department of Justice on Friday.
The action we're taking today is a result of having received credible information, reports, evidence from a number of sources over a period of time, which has led us to the point where we now believe it's important to move forward with the investigation.
The state is investigating, quote, a possible pattern of unconstitutional law enforcement. L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva said in a statement, I look forward to this non-criminal pattern and practice investigation. Our department may finally have an impartial, objective assessment of our operations. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.